Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Sandy Jill MacArthur from the Los Angeles Police Department, and welcome to this incredibly awesome day. Before we get started with the official groundbreaking ceremonies, if I could have everybody stand for just a moment of silence to remember our officer who was killed this weekend, Roberto Sanchez. Thank you. And please remain standing, because we will have the color guard from Northeast Cadet present the colors.
Color guard, present arms.
In Alma Burke, Detective Alma Burke will come on up and sing the national anthem for us. Alma?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you. You can all take your seats. And let's give both Alma and the cadets one more round of applause. Awesome job. Now I'd like to introduce our department chaplain, Pastor Harry Ellis, for our invocation.
Shall we bow? Eternal God, gracious Heavenly Father, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We come before you this morning, O God, to give thanks. With you, nothing is impossible. You have given us this special privilege and granted us this special land to build our new Northeast Police Station. Oh God, you are the foundation of all knowledge, creativities, and love. Help us, oh Lord, help us. Bind us together to grow and glow in this place and the community by which it is to be erected. Lord, we dedicate this land to you, and we dedicate this new building unto your glory. We pray that this new station will bless and influence thousands and thousands of people in the city of Los Angeles, and especially the young leaders of the future whom will come out of this community. Heavenly Father, we consecrate our actions, imploring your guidance and your inspiration to those who lay the foundation of this new police station, those who build it, and especially upon those who occupy and work here, all the wonderful men and women in sworn men and women in uniform. In all this, we do pray to you, and that you will have favor. And all in agreement, will you say with me, amen.
Thank you, Henry. I'd like to take a few moments to make some acknowledgments. We have quite a few guests here with us today to celebrate this incredibly awesome day, which I think most of us in the city of Los Angeles never thought we'd see the day we'd be breaking ground over here. So this is quite exciting for all of us, and it is certainly long overdue, and a lot of work went into this. So I'd like to first make our acknowledgments from our council members who are here. We have four representing us here today. Councilmember Mitchell Farrell, Councilmember Gil Cedillo should be here shortly. He got stuck in a little bit of that bad traffic. Councilmember Jose Huizar and Councilmember Tom Labonge. Also with us today, we've got representation from our own police commission. We have our president, Steve Soboroff. And also with us is Commissioner Sandra Figueroa-Villa and our executive director, Richard T. Fink. Of course, representing us, who really helped put a lot of steam behind this project to get us a new building rather than a refurbished building, is Chief Charlie Beck. And you will see sprinkled around, and I'm not going to try to name them all, but we have so many command officers here with us today, many who actually were the command officers here at Northeast when we were really trying to get this project from a refurbishing an old station to building a new. And each one of them also played an important role in getting us to where we are today. We also have a representative, one of our commissioners from the Board of Public Works, Barbara Romero. Thank you, Barbara, for being here today. This is awesome. You've helped us really move this project as well. And I believe we have some representation from our committees, our Prop Q Citizens Oversight Committee, who was very, very instrumental in helping us move this as well as our Prop Q Administrative Oversight Committee. Some really exciting stuff for us going on here. We have City Engineer Deborah Reintraub. Yes, there you go, Deborah. Thank you so much for sharing this exciting day with us. And I have a couple of our important project folks that have really, they stepped up. Tom Brennan. And Tom, if it wasn't for you coming to me saying, hey, I think we've saved enough money that we can build a new building, we would be sitting here refurbishing the old. So Tom Brennan, Facilities Management, LAPD, thank you and your crew. Awesome job. Craig Beege is our project architect from Gruen Associates, who did an awesome job helping take one of our other new stations, Olympic, and putting it on the footprint right here, which helped to save the city a lot of money for moving us forward. And of course, Rudy Delgadillo, our senior project manager from Bernard's, who all the folks that you do see speckled over there in their helmets and orange vests, they are all part of the team that's going to build us this wonderful station. So just really quickly before I introduce our guest speakers, the city of Los Angeles acquired this building in 1982, and in 1983, LAPD inhabited the building, and by 1984, we outgrew the building. And ever since we took that building into our custody, we've nurtured it along. We've nurtured it along, and for years and years, it was a dream that we would someday be able to have a new Northeast station. And so through a lot of hard work from our city leadership, we are here today, and I honestly could say I thought I would be retired before I was watching this in the news. So it is with great pleasure that I am going to introduce our speakers to come up and say a few words, and all of them played an important role in this great project. I will start with Council District 13, Mitchell Farrell.
Thank you, Chief McCarthy, distinguished guests. Welcome to my neighborhood, Glassell Park. This is where I live. I can't tell you how huge this is for this community. And as the Chief McCarthy just described, many years ago, we didn't think this was possible. Way back when I was serving on the staff of my predecessor, I came to one of the Prop Q meetings where we talked about the possibility, the remote possibility, of developing a new police station for Northeast, and there just wasn't the funding for it. And I remember leaving a little bit depressed about it. But I want to just say something. This project is indicative of the fact that the city knows how to manage its money, deliver projects on time and under budget. It's because of that that we were able to fund this new station. And the whole entire project team who made this possible deserves a big round of applause. And let me just say, Bureau of Engineering, led through engineer Gary Moore and now the wonderful Deborah Weintraub, also the Los Angeles Police Department's Facilities Management Division, Contract Administration from the City of L.A., and our own Information Technology Agency, and the entire committee. The oversight of the construction of the other projects are what made this possible. So because of savings, because we were deliver this, all the other projects under budget, we're able to build a new station for Northeast. So big round of applause for everyone who made that happen. I also want to acknowledge a friend and partner, and that is Bennett Kaiser, Los Angeles Unified School District Board Member Bennett Kaiser. Bennett Kaiser is part of the history of this community, Glassell Park. He taught science at Washington Irving Middle School for many, many years and pioneered many wonderful educational improvements at that school, and now he's board member. I've been active in this community since the days of Captain Kyle Jackson. Remember Captain Jackson? And when I was a volunteer, just active in the community of Glassell Park, and since being on the staff of my predecessor through a handful of really wonderful captains, leading up to Captain Jeff Burt, outstanding captain of Northeast Division. I'm so glad to be here with you, Jeff. I got to say, what's happening here in this community in Glassell Park is a microcosm for all of Northeast. Just last week, we opened the Enrichment Center at Goodwill. Today, we are having a groundbreaking ceremony for this wonderful new Northeast Division. And this Thursday, we're opening a farmer's market just down the street in Glassell Park. How cool is this? So we're undergoing a renaissance here. And this doesn't happen on its own. This is through years and years of really good, solid community policing. The community in collaboration with the city and every department within Northeast, the senior lead officers, outstanding core of SLOs in Northeast who make things happen, and they're right back here. They deserve a big round of applause as well. To the great work by our gang unit, our detectives, our narcotics unit, just the command staff over the years, we are a tight-knit community here in Northeast Los Angeles. And this is just one wonderful example of the future that is this community. So it's a great honor to be standing here as your newish council member here in the 13th District. And I'm just really thrilled to be here to be part of this. And I want to just congratulate everyone for helping make this happen. So let's get this thing started. Let's get it open. And let's give a better work environment, quality of life for all of our officers who are so deserving of this improvement. Thank you.
Thank you. You got it.
Okay, now our next representative is from Council District 1, Council Member Gil Cedillo.
Morning, everybody. After that rousing presentation, there's not much left for me to say. Chief, thank you for your leadership. And commissioners, thank you for your leadership. I was thinking about this morning and the importance of creating a good work environment for the men and women who put their lives on the line every day. I was thinking about Roberto Sanchez and his family And it's the least that we can do. I was thinking about the boldness, the brazenness of the person who walked into the station and tried to shoot people. And I just thought, what a crazy environment it is. And what courageous men and women who every day get up, put on the uniform, and think about that they have to enter that every single day. And they do that because they love their families. They love the communities in which their families live. And they care about this city. They love this city much like the mayor does and the council members, the commissioners, the volunteers, the reserves, everybody who's involved in this effort to create a safe community. It is the least that we can do. As we open up this or begin to turn ground, build this building, it is the very least that we can do to make sure that every person putting on a uniform has an environment that's safe, that's secure, and not just for the communities in which they work in, but for their own families and the communities that they work in. And so let this be a moment in which we come together as a city to celebrate this groundbreaking, but more so than that, to celebrate those men and women, those volunteers, those reserve officers who put their lives on the line every single day. Thank you so much. Let's do this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a great day.
That's what this is about.
Now we'll have from Council District 4, Tom Labonge.
Good morning to everybody. It's a Monday, and as Chief MacArthur spoke earlier, you know, by the moment of silence, I remember when I had the opportunity to work for Richard Reardon. Often I was at the academy and at the graduations. And at the graduations, I would give a speech and I'd stop so we could hear the city, whether it's those helicopters or the trucks on San Fernando or the birds. Officer Sanchez and Officer Nagata do not have this morning. And so those who wear the blue uniform with the greatest badge that was ever made for any police department, for those who do that, we're here. And then I go back to 1971 when the earthquake hit us there, February 9th. And then all the city buildings, you know, it took a long time. That's why they got this building, because they had to get out of the old Highland Park station. They used to call it Highland Park, Steve Soboroff. They used to call it Venice, and they used to call it Southwest used to be University. So they got rid of all those neighborhood names and they call them geographic names. And they called this Northeast. But the truth of the matter is we're really Northwest, because Main Street, where the police headquarters is ground zero. But the late Councilman Art Snyder was in a tough recall election. True story. And the Northeast newspapers, right there, Mr. Nagura, Northeast newspapers published all the Northeast papers. So he wanted the endorsement from those papers, so he called it Northeast Police Station. True story, even though we're Northwest. So a little history. It's true. It's true. It's true. So this is a historic part of the neighborhood. Daryl Gates grew up in this neighborhood, went to Franklin High, served by Northeast. Daryl Gates had a bond issue. I will close because I'm getting around the bases here. I'm at second base. Daryl Gates had a bill for new police stations, Charlie Beck, and he said the city engineers estimated $250 million. This is in the late 80s. And he said, well, our polling shows that if we say over $200 million, it would be too much. They went to $198. That bill was passed for the new police stations, some which were built, but not enough for what was the second Wilshire station. When I got elected, we had Prop Q, and the last press conference was at Vermont and Wilshire Boulevard with then Chief Parks and the Korean American community, and they have all the newspapers, and we won by less like 1%, which was so important. The people of Los Angeles voted to tax themselves for police stations, which is so important. And one of the first things we did, jumped in the car, went down to look for the new Olympic Station, which was going to be, and we went and we got a red light at 11th in Vermont. And I said, hey, did anybody talk to the Red Cross? Nobody had talked to the Red Cross. Red Cross was in the process of moving to Cal Poly Pomona to be a blood center and a center for Southern California. We were able to buy that land and call it Olympic Station, which is so important. And that Deborah Weintraub and the smart engineers, give the engineers a big hand right there, to take a footprint of a building to come up here, which is so important, and create this for this area. I'm still fighting, Chief Beck. I'm a short-termer. I know that sometimes means something different to you when the guys who are living in state property. I'm not living in state property. I live in Northeast. But I'm going to work after my time on the council to fulfill some things that I want to see. Obviously, this building is going to be great, but hopefully one day we'll get a Northwest division for East Hollywood, Los Feliz, because traffic is an issue, and there's only three roads that come through this neighborhood to the west, and it's a long way from Colorado and Figueroa to Normandy and Santa Monica Boulevard. But that's something for all of us got to do in the future for our neighborhood, to build these stations. Not like the fire department that's in every neighborhood. The police department has to put a bigger house together, so we need more houses for our police station. I do want to give a shout-out. Again, the pressure, just come closer because then you get the mic back. Okay. Peggy Stevenson was the councilwoman. They found this building because there was pressure to get out of the old buildings. They found it, and then that took place. Frank Patchett was the great chief of this division, the captain of police here, and he's the guy who also arrested Manson and also was one of the first detectives at the tragedy of the Robert Kennedy shooting. These officers here don't know where they're going to be or what they're going to do, but they're going to answer the call. And they're going to answer the call better because they're coming out of a fine facility, designed, built. Give those workers a big hand. They were there a minute ago. Get them out here. Let's hear it for North East Division, LAPD. And I want to thank my senior lead officers, too, because they're the great ones. They're the ones out there all the time. Thank you, LAPD.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. I've got a few more speakers, and we're going to wrap it up and start digging in the dirt. So I'd like to now bring up our Commission President, Steve Soboroff, for a few words. Thank you, Commissioner.
Who needs Google when you got LaBange, right?
Yeah.
It's the best of days today, and it's the worst of days today. But there's no better way to learn from the past, respect our officers, respect the history of this great department, than to invest in our future. And that's what this means. That's what this means. The commission and the chief all the time talk about the future. What are we going to be in 5 years? How are we going to be better? And this is a microcosm of that. Because what a new building in a community signifies is come in to the community. It's a statement of community policing. It's a statement of everything that we're about. And every officer, 9,906 plus civilians, deserves space like this. And our department deserves the kind of equipment, the kind of communication equipment, the kind of buildings that will help them do the kind of job that we need for this city. So it's the best of days, and it's the worst of days. And together, we're going to move forward and let this building signify that future for this great department and this great city. Thanks.
Now, if I could ask Chief Charlie Beck to come up and say a few words.
Morning. So today, we celebrate the birth of a new police station. On the same day that we mourn the death of two fine police officers. Steve said it was the best day and the worst day, and he's absolutely right. But let's concentrate on the positive of today. When Sandy Joe and Tom Brennan and Pat McAree, who's around here someplace that makes sure all this stuff works, came to me many years ago and said, we have enough money. I think we could build Northeast a new station. We couldn't have been more thrilled, all of us. Because while this station has served, the existing station has served its purpose, it's a horrible facility. It wasn't made to be a police station. It has issues that concern the people that work there. And we didn't want to just restore it and just paint over the past. We wanted to build a new station on a new location with new dirt, properly engineered, properly safety inspected to make sure that our people have the safest environment possible, because once you leave that station, you're no longer safe. Once you leave that station, your fate's in your own hands. But we need to give you a secure place to work. We need to give you a place where you can feel not only at home, but safe. So thank you for everybody involved. You know, this is a great day. And while all of us will have a piece of our heart that is dark because of the deaths of Roberto and George, this is a huge, huge piece of light. So thank you all. And now we get to do my favorite thing, which is dig. And I do that very well. Thank you.
I'm going to bring up Jeff Burt, who's the current commanding officer. We've got just a couple more minutes, and then we're going to let the chief dig. If I could, real quick, while Jeff's coming up here, can I have all our sworn-in civilian command staff officers who've worked at Northeast stand really quick? Yeah, we have some really great see? Yeah, there you go. We got some great folks out here who've lived and worked in this building, and now Jeff is the guy who gets to see it, the Phoenix, rise.
Good morning, everyone. Looking around me, I can now say definitively the department has some dirt on me. When you're following Chief Charlie Beck and Tom LeBons, you're just scrounging for things to say. I do want to say this, though. I'm so excited and so proud at the same time about this station, about the birth of a new station, not because it's going to be a great house, but because it's going to be a phenomenal home. And not just to the best officers in the Los Angeles Police Department. The civilians, the men and women, whether they wear a badge or another uniform, that come to work every day, their garage staff, the best, absolutely the best garage staff I've ever worked with. But to say this lobby that is going to be a home to people, we have the smallest lobby in the entire Los Angeles Police Department, 5 times smaller than the next smallest lobby. People walk in there, they're doing the just to get in there. A few months ago, Chief MacArthur gave me a toy box so the kids in our station could come in, and kids come to police stations for usually all the wrong reasons, so we could give kids who come to the station a toy or a book, and we've had to put this in a teeny little space, and my promise to the community is that that's going to be front and center in the lobby, so any child who comes into our police station is going to have a book, is going to have a toy, and they're going to get a warm greeting from the Los Angeles Police Department. So, to all the men and women who came before me, from Commander Murphy to Charlie Beck to Sandy Joe to all the folks in the city that saw the importance of this, thank you so much, because it's hugely important to the 13 communities, and it's hugely important to the cops. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
And our final speaker is City Engineer Deborah Weintraub. Again, she's been recognized a couple of times, but we can't say it enough. Thank you, Barbara, for everything that you did to help us get here today.
Good morning. I am thrilled to be here. Our partnership with the LA Police Department has been long-lasting and very fruitful, and we're the ones who get kind of wonky about what's going on here, so just give me a brief moment to tell you some facts that excite me. This is going to be a new 56,000-square-foot station. The construction cost is $22.5 million. That's a significant investment in public safety in our city. There's going to be 130 new on-site parking spaces and a new 180-foot-tall communication tower. In terms of the internal quality, the home that the police will have here, this building will be a leadership in energy and environmental design silver-rated structure, which means that we've looked very closely at all the internal materials that we're using so that they don't off-gas, that they are clean products, locally sourced, made from renewable materials. That's important to us. And lastly, I just want to mention that this is one of our showcase projects as architects and engineers, and I'm an architect by training, where we've used a new system to design and follow the building during construction called building information modeling. And if you get a chance, Bernard Brothers, our contractor who are here today, can show you our BIM model. We have modeled every single pipe, every single duct, every light fixture. We know in advance where there are conflicts. This is going to be a state-of-the-art building where we can, where the construction workers walk out with iPads and can hold it in a spot and see exactly where they should put the items that they're installing. That will allow us to build faster and better. So I'm really excited to be here today. Thanks to everyone who made this possible, particularly my staff who've worked really hard, Alan Kawaguchi and Nasif Iskander in particular. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All righty, we're getting ready to get ready to dig. I just want to take one moment because we've been recognizing all of our city leadership for what a great opportunity we have here today and really the future of the Los Angeles Police Department, but it sometimes takes more than just the village, it takes the state. So we have also a representative here from Assemblymember Jimmy Gomez's 51st Assembly District, who is here to celebrate with us this grand opening. So thank you very much for all his support and for being here today as well. So now, Chief, it's time to dig in the dirt. So if I could have our council members and Commissioner Soboroff and Chief Charlie Beck come on up and put on a hat. And Deborah, I think you're going to be sticking your hat on so we can dig in the dirt.